over 400 volunteers from 34 workplaces helping out at 39 agencies. So that is all within the Kingston and surrounding area?
That's right.
Wow. That's, yeah.
That's a lot of volunteers. So I'm the chair of the Day of Caring and have been doing this for 22 years. And this year is the highest number of volunteers that we've had.
So this is a record-breaking year to have over 400 volunteers being a part of Day of Caring.
It absolutely is. And we're very excited about it.
So is this also an important day of awareness for United Way?
It is a big awareness for workplaces and their employees to know more about what United Way actually does, which I think is really important because we lose sight of how many agencies are underneath the United Way's umbrella or their extended umbrella. And by going out and doing work, the agency actually gives the employees an overall view of what they actually do. So when we arrive on site tomorrow, the volunteers, the agency is responsible for saying, welcome, here's what our agency does, and here's the work you're going to do for us.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about what some of these teams are do through Day of Caring.
Wow. They will be spreading mulch or soil or gravel, some general yard cleanup, possibly planting flowers, vegetable gardens, indoor cleaning, painting, all kinds of jobs.
So I understand through the pandemic, Day of Caring operated slightly differently. Can you tell me a little bit about how it sustained through the pandemic?
During the pandemic, we knew that we would not be able to go into agencies for obvious reasons, but knew the agencies were still in need of some support. And what we did, we reached out to workplaces and asked them if they would either provide a monetary donation or in other cases, they put kits together. So whether it was a food kit or a hygiene kit, and we delivered them to the agencies because during COVID, we found the agencies were helping their clients in different ways. So, you know, clients were in need of these types of things, you know, toothpaste, toothbrushes, you know, food items that, you know, they could easily manage themselves. So we put together last year, you know, almost 500 kits and delivered them out to agencies. The other way that people were able to support in lieu of not having a Day of Caring was by making a donation to support a program at an agency. So for an example, you know, $137 supports a day of an emergency shelter for youth who are homeless, or $82 supports a day of nutritious meals and snacks for children. So they were able to do that during COVID and still can do that today.
Excellent. Yeah, these options are still there for individuals who would like to support United Way as well.
Absolutely.
So getting back to the record number of volunteers signing up, what do you attribute to such a large number of people stepping up this year?
We can only guess, and I can only guess, but I feel like every year we've had a large base of volunteers, at least 200 or more. But I feel the reason maybe for doubling that is that people were at home during COVID. They knew what was going on. I mean, it was in the media that there was still a lot of need in the community to help out individuals during COVID, whether, you know, people losing their jobs and or their housing or, you know, a multitude of other things, you know, not being able to afford, you know, things like food. So I feel like people that may have come to light more during COVID, and they're ready to reach out in the community and do their part. I also feel like workplaces have not been together in the last 2 years. So it's an opportunity for a team of, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people to come together and have some camaraderie with each other that they were missing over the last couple of years.
Excellent. Yeah, so a way to also strengthen a team as well. So what are some of the local agencies that will be benefiting from Day of Caring?
Some of the local agencies that will benefit is home-based housing is one of them that we'll be going out to. The Kingston Youth Shelter, there's three locations for there. There's All Steps, the kids' place, so some of the childcare facilities. There is Dress for Success, Elizabeth Fry, Extend a Family, Hospice Kingston, Integrated Care Hub. So there's a ton of agencies. In fact, in total, we're doing 39 projects across the agencies.
All in one day.
All in one day. So tomorrow morning, our kickoff is at 7:30, and then we have a wrap-up barbecue in the afternoon.
And for those who would like to find out more information about the United Way, simply go to the website.
Absolutely. And again, if anybody wants to make a donation to support a program in lieu of participating in the Day of Caring, the United Way would welcome that.
How long has Day of Caring been running? Just curious.
22 years this year.
Wow.
I work for Hydro One. 22 years ago, I sit on the Hydro One. We have a charity campaign that we run ourselves. And somebody at the meeting said, oh, I've heard about how, you know, workplaces can go in and do work in these agencies. I wonder if that would be a good opportunity for Hydro One employees to know what's going on in their communities. And I said, well, I'm going to reach out to our local United Way and ask. And I did. Pavna was obviously there back 22 years ago. And she said, we would welcome you as a workplace going into one of our agencies and doing work for the day. And that's how it started.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm always happy to talk about the Day of Caring. It's an amazing day. Lots of work gets done and the agencies are just so thankful because it's not something that they can always do themselves. And, you know, when they have their clients coming to their facilities, it's nice to have a warm, welcoming feeling to the clients when they enter the building and or, you know, looking outside the premises or even having the gardens done where they have the food to supply clients. So it's a great day.